D'Souza. Some of the cases that we've seen,
right, the formulation of the Marshal in his reading of Tosis in Sanhedrin Chabav, the formulations about Shechita, in the contrast between Avodah Zarah and especially Psachamai and Gimel, again, they overlap, and there's a certain tendency, I guess, you know, to look at the issue in one way or another, but they are different, as is the question of whether you need Tikkun, or even Tikkun Ktsas, or just have to avoid Tukul Gomor. These are overlapping questions, but slightly different. There could be enough gemina between them. And one of the issues that comes up next, which is what we're up to, highlights that. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadi Ches discusses the Urim Betumim's question about Zoreh V'Kelayim and Bishul Basa V'Chala. Okay, so Daniel, what's the question succinctly?
I think the question was that when you have cases, there are certain cases in Makos where you're doing like one Pa'ula, there's multiple.
Correct.
You can tie multiple Makos, but I believe the case was when you're doing something that's Isur HaHana.
Yeah, so if you have Isur HaHana and you're doing a Malacha at the same time.
Right, it says that you're Chayav on Yom Tov also.
You would be chayav on yontif for zoreya kelayim. Or the Gemara says that you should be chayav for yontif on zoreya kelayim hakeren. The only reason that you're not maybe is because of the principle of no. That wouldn't be a problem. The only reason that you're not is because chiluk malachos b'shabbes. The ain chiluk malachos b'yontif. But it sounds like fundamentally you should have been chayav for zoreya b'kelayim as ria b'yontif. That's what it sounds like. And the question that the Rav Yonasan Eibishitz is asking is why? After all, since it's Isuri Hana, so it's Kilkul, and Kilkul is Potter. That's the question. This is Reish Tzadi Ches, according to the new numbering systems of the I think it's Yud Gimel. Yeah, that's the question. And similarly, what about the problem of Basa B'Chalav also? Mevashe al Basa B'Chalav. Why is it Mevashel Basa B'Chalav, which generates the Suri Hana, why isn't that Mekalkel, and therefore you should certainly be Pata? Okay. So what is the Urim V'Tumim's own answer to the question of Zoreh B'Kelayim? Remember, Daniel? Okay. What's the effect of his answer? Because in this case, the effect of his answer is more important than the answer itself. The important thing is, in this case, the effect of his answer. Namely, the effect of his answer is important. He doesn't reject the question. The question is based on a certain assumption. That assumption being that Isurei Hana will create Mekalkel. Of course, that's very parallel to the question that Rishonim asked about Shechita. Right, you see from the Sugya in Chulin that where there's Isurei Hana, Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah is mutter. I'm sorry, it's not considered Avodah Zarah is mutter because it's Yisur Hana, and it's not considered, it's Kilkul, and therefore it's not considered Yisur Hana. So what about Shabbos? Similar here, the assumption is that if something, a little different, but same general wavelength, if something is Asur Bahana, wouldn't one think that that is Kilkul? That's the question. So the answer of Rav Yonasan Eibishitz is Inochanami, but. That's what's important about the answer. Technically, what's the answer, Yaakov? We're talking about a case of Shvius. That's part of the scenario. And if it's Shvius, so Zoreya Kelayim is not going to create Isur Hana, because Ana Namosu Dover Shena Shalom. A clever answer. Okay. So the cleverness of the answer aside, what's important for us is that the Tumim says the question's a good question, and the answer doesn't disturb the question. Which means that we are defining Kilkul on the basis of even some other context or extraneous factor that Isur Hana is Kilkul. Okay. Even if the Tzura Samalacha, let's say, is not that of Kilkul. Okay. That's the answer of the Urim V'Tumim. Which means that fundamentally, value, overall value, or context, specific context, can play a role in Kilkul V'Tikul. The Michal Shinuch himself, on the other hand, Daniel, is a very important answer. There one should remember the answer. The Urim V'Tumim, what's important is just the question. Not, yeah, that's part of it, but more important, right? Well, what's the application here? So the guy's Zoreya, but he's Zoreya in a way that creates his Zoreyana. And let's say it's not only limited to Shvias. So what's the main point? You're correct. That's part of it. Just elaborate. What's not Kederech? What's he really trying to say? And what expression does he use? If I asked you this question, what answer would you give?
Well, I mean, you're saying it wasn't based on value.
Correct. In other words, Michas Hinoch is saying that Kilkon Tikkun isn't defined alone by value. Just the fact that you've created a Sirena does not itself establish Kilkon. What does establish Kilkon? Well, you said Derech HaOlam is part of it. Derech HaOlam, this is Tikkun. If you look at the Tikkun, if you look at the Zriya of Kilaya Karen, and the Zriya of, you know, your regular backyard, there's no visible difference. What's the difference? Why is one also Bahana and the other's not?
Subjectively,
no, you may want it. It's not totally subjective either, but the context is different. And in particular, what he focuses on is three words. Kiva?
Derech Hashkasa, that's only two words.
No. Okay, good. Right, okay. It's not Derech Hashkasa, it's Derech Tikkun. The only problem here is Isura Derevia Alei. I think that's the phrase. Do you have it there, Yaakov?
The answer is Alpi Dati Akushimi Karles, and Nerd will have him call him Shavuot Yom Tov, Rakim Derech Kilkul Vashkasa, Kimin Hag Shalala. And then he continues later on, he says,
as opposed to this case. Okay. So basically, this is very, very, very important. Again, now he's not downplaying the halachic reality. He's just saying that in this particular case, what's important for Kilkul v'Tikkun is the essence of the Maisa. Is it a Maisa Tikkun or a Maisa Kilkul? It's still a Maisa Tikkun, just that the result here, for artificial reasons, is the Surayana. So that alone is not determined. What we're interested in is the Tzura Samalacha, whether that's Derech Tikkun, the Derech Hashchasa. It could be very similar to what the Rav said about the Rembrandt. Although I'm not sure, because I say there's a little bit of overlap. If you want to emphasize Isura Duraviyale and say, well, it's not even the physical context here. Maybe if it's something Miladalma, what people consider value or not, that's one thing. Here it's a legally imposed Isura Duraviyale problem. I'm not sure. Different lines in the Minchas Chinuch, taken out of context, could lead you to different. That's what I meant before about overlapping. Yeah.
Could we compare this to the halachic reality that we developed in caring for Emes in Tosos? There is where it's Lorenzo clothing wearable during the morning period.
But that's a tikkun. That's not a.
I mean, skill. The flip side. You know,
yeah, it is kind of the flip side. I think it is. But again, one might be b'chalik because it's the flip side. That's another separate question. If you look carefully in Minchas Chinuch, I think the impression you might get is that if you have tikkun either through the tsuras hamalacha, when you strip from it the context and or the halachic reality of yisur d'rviyale, or if you have tikkun alone, even if the tsura is one of hashchasa, I think it's possible that Minchas Chinuch will say either of those is tikkun. Whereas what I mentioned in the name of the Rav, which again I don't know, you know, how firm he was about it, but the Rembrandt case was in both directions. Namely, Kilkul v'Tikkun depends on the Tzuras HaMalacha, Lekula and Lechumra. Yeah, Ellie.
Is this possibly part of the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and connect one of the Michael was talking about, that when it comes to the Hasruach
L'Yitzro, right.
So Rashi says because if it's Tisser, therefore it's Kilkul, it can't be Tikkun, and the Rambam says no, it's still be Tikkun.
I mean, what we discussed already. The question of the... It could be, but it is a little bit different because this Isura de Raviale is really like imposed from the out. In other words, there are two things happening at the same time here. One is Zuriya de Shabbos and the other is Zuriya de Kalayim. That might be different than when you have, you know, a neutral action taking place, which is either an Isur or a Mitzvah. So I still see room for a chiluk, but I think it is generally connected. Absolutely. Which brings us to the next point, since that's exactly what I was going to raise. why is this really different than Kri Alameis according to the Midrashim? And that's really what you're asking, right? But I think the answer is, could be twofold. Number one, maybe there's a difference between mitzvah and iser. That's one possible answer. Meaning, what, as we say, maybe any tikkun is enough. If the value goes up, or if you do a mitzvah, that's certainly tikkun. The question is, if all you have is the negative, but the tzura is one of derech ha'olam, which is tikkun, so maybe that's tikkun too. I think that's one possible answer. The other answer is what I kind of what I was saying to Ellie, which is that there you might here it's Isur de Ravi Ale. It's really artificial. And there, that is the Maisa as we define it in this case. Right? And especially if you say that, like I think the Minchas Sinuch himself says, you know, in the case of Kri Alameis, it's not Derech Hashchasa. But you tear it in a different way too. And you tear a tefach, and where you tear it. I think one can make the point in several different ways that in the case of Kriya Alameis or Kriya Sabeged, that the Maisa Mitzvah isn't just an, you know, number one, it's not competing with some other halachic definition. And number two, it is halachic, but it's a physical halachic. Whereas here, if you don't do the Kriya in the right place or the right amount or at the right time, right, then that's not Kri Alameis. So the halachic reality in that case is built into the tzura too. Yeah, if you were looking at all Krios, you know, globally, and say, but this is the difference between this one is that it's l'shem mitzvah. Big deal. Mitzvah de Ravi Alei. Right, I understand the question. What I'm suggesting is here the tzura, the shiur, the makom, the zman, all of these converge, or maybe any one of these is enough, to establish the halachic reality in this case isn't artificial. It redefines the case. In addition to the fact that mitzvah might do that better than Isur, or that tikkun might be easier to accomplish than kilkul. These are three different points, let's say. Yeah. That's what I mentioned. The Minchas Chinuch himself happens to think, I think that either anything that'll get you tikkun, or so tikkun kol dehu would mean you benefit even if it's artificial. If you're losing artificially, but there's a tzura of tikkun, that's enough. He goes either way. I contrasted that before to the Rav's Rembrandt, which is if you write on the Rembrandt, you're chayiv, but if you erase the Rembrandt, that's kilkul. I think the Minchas Chinuch would not agree with that. If you didn't want to agree with the Minchas Chinuch on that part of it, I still think you could distinguish between the Surah de Ravi Alei and the Mitzvah of Kriya on the other basis that I'm suggesting. Namely that the Surah Samalacha here is defined by the Mitzvah. And that's what makes it different. He brings a Raya, an interesting Raya. You have it there, Yaakov? From Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar? Which I think is highly questionable. I just wanted to mention that.
That's why I was there. The Yochanan Sandler so there. The Maisa Shabbos Asur, Yosiv Ki Kodesh Hu Lashem, Ima Kodesh Asur Ben Nahat, Hamalom Ralachem, Im Kim Lam Ralachem, Bala Bachim Bivade In Asur Ben Nah, Di Asur Ben Nah, Havali Mikalka, Lach Mashavas Asur Torah, Akin Tarchomer, Dizil and Ekrakil.
Yeah, so very fascinating Raya from Yochanan Sandler. Yochanan Sandler says that Maisa Shabbos is Asur Bachila, and the Gemara there asks, but why isn't it also Asur Bahana? And then the Gemara says, because there's a Kasif. But it seems like, says the Minchas Chinuch, what's the Raya? That the Gemara was considering the possibility that according to Yochanan HaSandlar, a Malach of Shabbos would be Asur Bahana. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that's proof positive. It can't be that Isurei Hana is Kilkul. Because if Isurei Hana is Kilkul, how could Yochanan HaSandlar even countenance the possibility that that all Malachos of Shabbos Arasuros Bahano. I think that's a very problematic raya. Why is it problematic? Exactly. It's one thing to say that, you know, something is Isur, not because of Isur de Ravi Alei, that is not going to, or that might be Kilkul, and make Kamash Malan that it's not Kilkul. to say that an Isurei Hana that results from being Isur Malacha isn't going to undermine Tikkun, right? That's much more obvious. The only reason, according to Yochanan Sandler, that there's an Isur Achila and that he's considering the possibility of Isur Hana is because, first and foremost, it has a Shem Malacha Shabbos. It's by virtue of it being a Chefta Shem Malacha Shabbos that it's also Bahana, if it's also Bahana. So basically what takes place then is a two-stage process. You have the Maisa Malacha, or the Tzura Samalacha, which is defined as a Malacha. And once it's defined as a Malacha, then it triggers an Isra Achila and the Gemara thought, maybe even an Isra Hana. And why is it Asur Bachila and maybe even Asur Bahana? Because it has a shame, Cheftasho Malacha Shabbos. Right? Okay, that's on stage two after it's defined fully as a Malachas Tikkun, and so on. That's not going to be a proof for a Isur Hana that is independent of Malachas Shabbos and that coincides with it. So that, I think, is a very problematic raya. But the overall view of the Michas Chinuch, I think, is very good. Michas Chinuch has another suggestion. What's the other suggestion? Which, again, is interesting just, you know, in its own right, and simply by virtue of the fact that he's not 100% sure about this. Isur Duravi Ale, Derech Hashchasa, and so on. Well, what's the other suggestion? Daniel?
Well, he has two, right? Bapai Noach and Barashvet.
Yeah.
So,
Achshvet. Yeah, that's the...
That it goes to Shar Noach, who has a similar idea that, meaning, since it's considered Israel like Abik wine, we can consider Israel like Abik Hussein.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? That is very, very fascinating, too. So then he's saying, per se, it's not a din in Isur D'Ravila, it doesn't constitute Kilkel, but it's a din in Achshavei. Since, on the contrary, its stature as Zriya, Nechus Kalayim, makes it Zriya here, what do you think about that? Very, very interesting, right? Okay, what's important about it?
The fact that we're assuming the definitions would be the same for Kalayim and
I don't know if we have to say that. I mean, he's saying that's what Achshavei is. Achshavei says that since something achieves a certain stature somewhere else, so that stature has impact. Okay. I don't know if that's a problem. What's the bigger assumption here? Shlomo. You could also disagree and say there's nothing interesting about that at all. Shlomo, you want to commit to that? You don't want to be on that side of it. What do you think? Ellie. What do you think about this line? Achshavei is going to solve the problem. Good answer or not? Interesting answer. Much more interesting than the Urim Tumim's answer. Say again? Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know if the issue is Hakul Shabbat, but I think what you're saying is correct. Mainly, Achshavei can compensate for what? Yeah, kishmo kein hu. I mean, what is Achshavei? Right? Achshavei means stature. And something doesn't have enough. It's not substantial enough, and the fact that it, you know, that it makes a big impression, you know, in some other area of halacha, right? That's we spoke yesterday about, you know, Kol Torah Kula being connected. You know, I'm not sure whether this proves it, but it's an interesting question, right? The idea that it's Achshavei somewhere in Uchas Kelai Kerem, so it means it's Chashav here as well. So good, if the Chisaron of Mekalkel in Uchas Shabbos is the lack of Chashivus, then Achshavei helps. Achshavei doesn't make something that's Mekulkel into Metukan. On the contrary, the reason that it's Achshavei in Kelai Kerem is in a destructive way. So if you're looking to turn Kilkel into Tikkun, right? And you don't have to be an alchemist to that, but there are other ways to turn Kilkel into Tikkun, but you're not going to turn Kilkel into Tikkun through Akshene. You can turn Tafel into Chashuv through Akshene. So if the Chisaron of Kilkel is that it doesn't have enough stature, and it doesn't have a Shem Malacha because it doesn't have enough stature, or it's a Tanai in Melechus Machsheves that it also has to have stature in addition to being a Malacha. So then to say Achshavei makes a lot of sense. But if the problem of Kilkel is just a problem of Kilkel per se, then we need constructive contribution. It's not more constructive because it's Oser Bahanan. It makes waves there. But it doesn't make it more constructive. Achshavei never has anything to do with constructiveness. And Kal v'chomer here, where its wave making is destructive. It's just a strange idea. But it's not so strange, because who's to say that the problem of Kalkel really isn't one of stature? It says Melechus Machsheves may be about stature. The reason that you have to have a certain level of Kabbalah may be because of stature. Moreover, Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, we saw Rishonim who explicitly formulate the problem of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, Melechus Machsheves, being one of stature. As Tosfos Rid, we saw it in a few places. Right? Achshav, or Chashivos. Right, we had that line in the Chiddush Yeran and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Right, we're not sure whether they always mean it, but in some cases it sounds like they might mean it. So if Torah Legufa can be a problem of Chashivos, Kilkel might be another problem of Chashivos. So this line of the Minchas Chinuch is very, very important for that as well. There are Chananel on Kufei Amud Beis. We're about why this he too is bothered. Koreh B'meis Chayiv. Again, he's not satisfied with the fact that it's a mitzvah in its own right. But again, of course, if you wanted to say that chashivos is the problem of kilkel, then every mitzvah is chashuv. If kilayah kerem and iser can create achshavei, then certainly mitzvah can create it. Right. Mitzvah can create tikkun too. You don't need mitzvah to create chashivos. Right? Mitzvah just compensates for kilkel too, possibly. But what's interesting is that the Rabbeinu Chananel in Kufei Amud Beis, when he tries to explain what mitzvah contributes, he's not happy with mitzvah alone. And he's not happy with what Tosfos says, which is Rashi. He's not happy with what Tosfos says either, which is you can wear the beged for 7 days. What he really says is it's what? Anybody see it? It's a davar miskayim. So again, what does Niskayim help you for Kilkel? It's strange. But if the problem of Kilkel is that it's a Dabar Tafel, it's an insignificant action. It's just destructive. The destructiveness isn't the Kisarn in its own right. That anything that's destructive is lacking stature. So a Dabar HaNiskayim, just like a Dabar Chashuv, is something which has stature. So that's something to consider as well. We spoke a lot about the relationship between Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and Mekalkel on all sorts of different levels. The impact of one on the other, the parallel between them, and so on. So in light of that, this last discussion about Kilkel Achshavei, Kilkel Dabra Miskayim, and so on, is of course part of that. And I think that the Sefer HaShlomo is part of that as well. Let's turn to that for a minute. What is the Chiddush in Sefer HaShlomo, Yonah? Didn't see it? Ayin Hayim and Aleph? Ari? Yehuda? You already got to it? Yonatan. Can't pass up on Sefer HaShlomo, right? Who? Daniel? Again, Sigrecha L'Nichalei is Potter even according to? I say that it took enormous willpower for me to save the Sefer HaShlomo. Okay. But this is the proper place to bring it in. So what's it again? What is it saying one more time? And what's the Kiddush?
It says Ma'lovish Yehudin Roshim by Sigrecha is only by Lohet.
Yeah.
And then L'Nichalei Yehudin is more because it's
Kilkel. Yeah. And that, of course, would explain again the
Ein
Hein Kuv Gimel.
That's
right? So this is a remarkable sheet of Ashlama. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be cholak against Rabbi Shimon and Psikresha de lo ichpasle, like Kuv Gimel Amin Aleph, Ba'ara de Chavrei. Ba'ara de Chavrei lo ichpasle. So there, Rabbi Shimon says you are patur, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you're chayim. But Rabbi Yehuda will agree on Ayin Hey Amin Aleph, right, lo nichale kehecha the late Sil Tziv A, that's not just lo ichpasle, that's lo nichale. That's what the Gemara says, that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Gemara there is about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will agree as well. Why? So we discussed, right, different, depends on the nature of Sigresha, right, whether lo ichpasle, is it lochshem tzricha legufa, is it like the Aruch, is Hana the Mechayiv, right, is the Sigresha the Mechayiv, good. Is lo nichale dafka ptur, everything else is chayiv. We had different explanations. But this is a new one. Basically, lo ichbasle is melach shen tzricha legufa, which makes sense. Lo nichale is mekalkel. That's what he says. Shemini mehad, the psikresha lo nichale afilu Rabbi Yehuda nia, I'm sorry, moda rather, the patur, the tabi de milsa mishum de mekalkel, psikresha de nichale, Kegon, Tolesh, Ulshin, Varadidei, Afil Rab Shimon, Moda de Chayiv, the Yesh Psikresha, Machlokas, Rabbi Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Machayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Psikresha, Lo Ichpasle, Basias Malacha, Kegon Zeba, Arad, Love, the Day, Beparakabona. Almo Rabbi Yehuda Machayiv, the Havalay Shin, the Skavin, Kin the Skavin, by the way, he has that formulation. The current Rabbi Yehuda's Machayiv, the Ain the Skavin is Kin the Skavin. And therefore, Yechayiv, Kach she'en miskaven, just like your mechayiv in miskaven. Okay, so the it's a very important shita. Sigresha the nicha, the lo nicha, the lo ichpas. That's how he breaks it up. But lo nicha means mekalkel. But for our purposes now, which is why I was waiting patiently, it's a very big kiddush to say that nicha and lo nicha determines kilka v'tikun. Basically, the Hashlama seems to be suggesting that the Ein Tzricha Legufa and Mekalkel are in a hierarchy of, you know, basically it's Ein Tzricha Legufa, you know, the Odoter Ein Tzricha Legufa, just like we found according to the Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, Shit Mukubetzes in Ksubas, right? There are two Ein Tzricha Legufa, Ein Tzricha Legufa and Ein Tzricha Legufa Klal. One is Pata Lasa, the other one is Mutter. So the way the Sefer HaShlama is saying that lo ichbasle, that's ein tzricha legufa. Lo nichale, one step further, that's ein tzricha legufa plus. Not necessarily, you don't have to interpret this way. But that's one way to look at it. If you don't want to look at it that way, either way you can't escape the conclusion that your subjective interest or disinterest, lack of interest to negative, put it this way, is kilkel. Lo nichale. Okay. If you take the first option, this is all in a hierarchy, and even if you only take the second, that it's mekalkel, but it's very, very subjective. So again, that should be linked up maybe with that Tosis Rid. Again, of all the people who, whatever you say about the relationship between Tzricha Legufa and mekalkel, the Tosis Rid, you know, is in a class by himself. So to him, Rabbi Yehuda is poter. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv in Chov LeMavir, but mekalkel, and Rabbi Shimon says Ein Tzricha Legufa Potter is the one who's poter. So the idea that these not only work in a parallel way, they're similar types of chisronos, but that actually they're really connected, is something that is very sensible. Okay. Finally, three final points. Chov LeMavir. So we discussed the different shitas about why mekalkel may be different from Chov LeMavir, whether it pulls in the Sasek, whether it pulls in Ein Tzricha Legufa. So one of the major approaches, that of the Ra'ah explicitly, and I thought implicitly the Ramban, is that it's not about Melech Machshavas, or the relationship generally between the kalkel and other lexmach shavuses. It's about the shemalacha of kovel amavir, being a malachas kilkel. So, A, just to point out, that parallels the Balamor's view of Zoran Borer in Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And it could parallel one interpretation of the Gemara Bava Kama of Samach Hamad Aleph by Zora in terms of Grama. Now, this phenomenon that you can have a general rule in Hilchos Shabbos and an exception in particular Malachos because of their unique character and nature, that's the common denominator of all these three Shitas. Normally, Grama and a Malacha doesn't work. If it's a Malachas Grama, it'll work. Right? Normally, a Malachas Hechsher doesn't work. Or a Hechsher doesn't work in the context of Malach. Hechsher is Dabar Acher. It's Tzricha L'Gufa, Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. If it's a Malachas Hechsher, like Choresh is to Zareya, say some of the Rishonim, like Ramban, that's a different story. So also, normally you need Tzricha L'Gufa, says the Baal Amor. If it's the nature of the Malacha, that it's, you know, Malachas Siluk, the Hashchasa, or whatever it is, or Dechia, then that's the nature of the Shem Malacha. Other Rishonim disagree, but that's what they said. That's point number one. is it possible that that's really what the Ramban has in mind in his second view of Machlokas from Avon Rav Yochanan? Maybe. What Ramban said, if you recall, first view was that this is a fundamental argument about Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa B'chovel Amavir. And the second view was, no, even if you hold everybody thinks Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa is Patur, the question is whether or not when you say Kilkul, this Kayib, whether that affects Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. So yesterday we spoke about it in a certain way. We said that's the opposite parallel of Rashi's view of the impact of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa on Mekalka. Maybe. And we wondered why that should be so. On the Ein Tzricha L'Gufa impact on Mekalka, we understood that cordons off a whole part of the Malacha. On the Kilkul, the Tikkun part, it's a little harder to understand. Or how it would extend, in other words. But is that maybe what the Ramban had in mind, after all? That since this is a Malachas Kilkul, and for that reason, Mekalkel is Chayiv, therefore, how we define Tzricha V'Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is different. Because what we're really saying is that that the Shem Malacha has to be looked at in a different way in Chovel Ma'avir. That impacts what Tzorach HaGuf is. From that point of view, there would be a difference. In other words, if I say Dafka and Chovel Amavir Mekalkel is Chayiv, and therefore it expands Tzricha L'Gufa, that's one thing. But you, for example, would never say something similar. Let's say there was a Manda Amar out there who said that Mekalkel in all Malachos is Chayiv. It's not a lack of Malachos Machshavos. So would it also follow from the logic of the Ramban that if all Mekalkel is Chayiv, that we expand Tzricha L'Gufa in all Malachos? L'Tzorach HaKilkul? So according to what I'm suggesting now, the answer is no. That would be the Nafka Mina. It's Dafka if it's an exception of Chovel Amavir because of the role of Kilkul in Chovel Amavir that you can say this idea. But not if it's a more general idea of Kilkul being Chayim. Okay. On the other hand, as we've discussed many times, if we don't take this Ramban approach, etc., but we take the view that there are different levels of Malachas Machsheves, and Kilkul can be Chayim and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa can be Pater, again, many Rishonim think that that's not true either. I'm not going to review all the different sheetahs that we saw. Well, let's say we take the view within the Ramban, again. Both Kilkul and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa are chisronos of Malachas Machsheves, and yet one can apply to Chovel Amavir while the other one doesn't. That implies that there are different levels of Malachas Machsheves, as we discussed. And I think that that works in very well with the final lines of the Ramban in Kuvav that we discussed yesterday, where the Ramban said, how do you know that this is an adjustment in Chovel Amavir for Kilkul? Maybe it's an adjustment in Chovel Ma'aber for Enzricha Legufa. So the Ramban said, because Mikra Mole Dibra Kasuv about Melech's Makshev is when it comes to Enzricha Legufa. As we point out, what the Ramban seemed to be saying was that the Melech's Makshev is Enzricha Legufa affects the Shein Melacha. In Mekalkel, it might be only about Chiyuv and Ptur. Once that's true, that you can use that to explain why it is that in Chovel Ma'aber we make this distinction. By the same token, the Rishonim are mechalek between Kilkul Gomor and Kilkul Miktsas, we also have to look at it in this way. We might say that Kilkul Gomor is the equivalent of Ein Tzricha Legufa, in the sense that Kilkul Gomor is Chisaron and the Shein Malacha. But if you have Miktsas Tikkun, Miktsas Kilkul, but you say normally that's a problem in Melech's Machshavos, maybe it's because it's not a Chisaron and the Shein Malacha. It's just an additional requirement that in Hilchos Shabbos you have to be in violation of a constructive, in a constructive way. But the Shein Malacha is not compromised. So if that's true, then perhaps in Chovel Ma'aver we can drop that requirement. But the requirement that it has to be a Shein Malacha is something that Chovel Ma'aver needs too. So the Ritva has a line also where he says that Kilkul Gomor is Malachas Shtus. I think what he means by that is that it's not just a, you're not missing a requirement and a condition for chiyuv. Kilkul Gomor is a lack of Shein Malacha. By the same token, if we interpret Tosas in Sanhedrin, Chavav Min Aleph, in a certain way, so we may conclude that in theory, Kilkul and Tikkun apply not only in Shabbos, but in Shvias. Because Tosas there, right, initially seems to say that, or point to maybe Tosas in Shabbos, right, that if the discrepancy between the two cases is practical, in the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're dealing with Kilkul Gomor. In the case of Shabbos, there's Tikkun Miktsas. It sounds like Kilkul Gomor in Shvias, even if there is some sort of growth, is not you're not chayim. So how could that be? Where do we ever find that Kilkul is a ptur outside of Hilchos Shabbos? Melachas Machshavos Al Sotaro. But if we say there are two types of Kilkuls, there's Kilkul Gomor and there's Kilkul, you know, that is the threshold for Melachas Machshavos, all things being equal, but there's also a Kilkul which just is Mafkia Shei Malacha, it's Malacha Shtus, that may not be even based on Malachas Machshavos at all. And that might apply to Shvias. And that might be what some of the Rishonim are saying. Namely, Kilkul Gomor is not based on Malachas Machshavos. Instead of saying even that there are two levels of Malachas Machshavos, which was I was saying a minute ago, the one like the Ein Tzricha Legufa and the other like the Kalkel, one could even go further if you say this. If you find Kilkul outside of Hilchos Shabbos, like in Shemitah, you might say that the Malachas Machshavos Kilkul, that doesn't apply at all. But Malachas Shtus, in Ritva, it's two levels of Malachas Machshavos. But one could say something that is Kilkul Gomor is just not a Shein Malacha, period. You don't need Malachas Machshavos for that. That, of course, applies even to Chovel Ma'aver.
Yeah. Would that work particularly well with the Shita, the Tosos Shans that has Kilk Malachos by Shvias?
Well, I think that maybe. I mean, again, I like to use that to show that even, right, this is not Shvisa, even with all the differences, Shvisa Sachefza, not Shvisa Sagabra, but, you know, with all of that, there is an intrinsic Shvisa in Shemitah. I don't think you have to go so far as to say that there's a lack of Shabbos, especially if you consider, you know, continue to cling to the idea that in Shabbos it's about Maisa Veira and, you know, Maisa Gabra, whereas in Shemitah it's about the Chefza. Okay. And finally, last 2 points. Kamlei B'drava Minei. So again, we noted that the Machlokas are shown in about, What do you mean, Hanav? What's the problem? Why is Hanav an issue in... I guess I'm allergic to this idea, even though that's not as, yeah. My halachic reality.
Like about a Zohar, we look at the entire way, whether this is the Tikkun Tokol.
Because that's the issue of is Yisra Hanav. Leibak Moma Min Acherem is an Yisra Avad Azar, is an Yisra Hanav Avad Azar. Here we're talking about whether or not the Maisa Malacha, no, not Yisra Hanav, is, are you allowed to do this Maisa on Shemitah or not? You're not allowed to do Zri and Zmira, Katsira and Batsira.
Is it a question of benefiting from the action, meaning
that? Not a lot of Davka, one would think. One would think it's just these are prohibited actions on Shemitah. That's why it comes into play. But if you say, oh, it's not defined as a maisa, if it's kilkul amur, it's a maisa shtus, it's not a zriya, smira, katsira, batsira, then maybe you could say such a thing. Or, if you want to say that there are Shabbos components in Shemitah, because it's the Shavsa Aret, so maybe we do transfer some of the standards as well. That's the other possibility, and I think that's what Yonah was alluding to. Maybe. Okay, Kamalei B'Rabim, we discussed. That's Machlokas Rishonim about Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa. What about Mekalkel? In the light of everything we discussed, it depends. And now, in light of what we're saying, maybe there are two types of Mekalkel. So, in the Mukhe Yosef, it would seem that the problem is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is what determines that that there's no Tanu D'Bechizkiya, there's no Kamalei B'Rabim, But the case happens to be a case where there's Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and Kilkel. It sounds like the Mugi Yosef thinks that from a Kilkel point of view, in Achanami, there would be a Shem Malacha. But we also have explicit argument between Rashi and Tosis on this issue. In that sugya, in that case, and Rashi in Bava Kamma, Lamed Hayomad Aleph, Viramaskal Rava, the other Masi Zimbidlo Kabai Leila Ephro, I had a part of Mitashum and Lamashim to have a Bechi of Misa. And my sister, I feel the Bishog Ignami, the Lake of Chi of Misa. We took about the part of Mitashum and Katana de Bechizkia. So Rashi explicitly says that Tana de Bechizkia applies to Mekalkel. By Seth is probably an expert on this sugya. Right? Marin Balakama?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. Fair enough. So what does also say? So Masnisim Bishogeg, Pirish Bekuntris, the Rava. Again, so it emerges according to Rashi that Mekalkel is Tana Bechizkia. But Tosa says Pirish Bekuntris the Rava Mukim Masnisim de Lavoy La Efro, who Potter Mielsa Tam Shogeg Potter, Vena Lashon Mash Mekayim, Bo de La Dami La Shogeg, Sheyesh Po Yisr Malacha, Aval Kan Ein Yisr Malacha. So what does Tosa say? It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because Shogeg is a Maisa Aveira. And Mekalkel is lacking Shem Malacha. That's very important. The Shittim Kubetzis also, if you look at the Tosar Beit HaPeretz in Shittim Kubetzis, very strong formulation there as well. Lo Nigmara HaMalacha, that's one formulation, or Ve'ena Malacha Klal. These are important for figuring out what the nature and scope of the Chisaron of Kilkel is. It should be noted that Rashi also sometimes says that Kilkel is not a malacha. Again, it's hard to be medayuk in these things. In the context of Kamei B'Rabim, the diuk is really absolutely in place, because that's, especially if you're distinguishing between Shogeg and Mekalkel, that's very, very important. Although we know that Shogeg is obviously more than Mekalkel, but if the language is that, the issue Tana Bechizki isn't only whether there's a distinction, but whether there's enough of a distinction that it's not considered to be a Maisa Aveira. Okay. But in other contexts where we're simply saying Pator, if the use of the Rishon is not Pator but Eina Malacha, that's a little trickier. It's an isolation, it's an important formulation, but in context it might just be an imprecise way of saying you're Pator. So that's why I'm not sure what to make of Rashi and Tzuda, same with Beis. Rashi says, "Bim Tzitzel Amar Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Ehem and Beis, Akati Kana Miboy Dikayim Belon Kiam Rabbi Yehuda Bemetakein, Aval Bemekalkel Eina Malacha." Okay. So again, all we need in that sugya is to say that you're Potter. saying Makalko ain't a Malaka is still a strong formulation. It doesn't work well with Rashi and Bava Kamma that we just read. Rashi and Bava Kamma Lamed Hei Manalev is saying that Makalkel is subject to Tana of the Beit Hizkiya. I mean, it does have a Shei Malaka. It's Pata. So are the difference, is there an argument between Rashi and Ksuvus and Rashi and Bava Kamma? Maybe. Or just the context in Ksuvus is one which explains, maybe an exaggerated formulation, but not a problematic application, at least. So this question of Makalkel's relationship between Shri Chalagupa, Makalkel's impact on Shem Malacha, as we noted, affects the Drabanans, called the Shem Basakana, all sorts of things. So just on the Drabanan level, it's interesting to note, what if you have a Kilkul She'enbo Tikkun Klal, which is not Nifa the Kilkul Klal. Let's say you do a Korea, Shalom Amanas, Litvar. Good, but you always could do it. It's Nitan Litikun. Right? So, good. That's either Blachshen Srikhal Gufa or Makalkel. It's certainly going to be also in the Drabana. But let's say you do a Kilkul in such a way that it's not Nitan Litikun. Never mind that it wasn't Amanas Litakin. So destructive that it's just nothing, you can't do anything. Right? So what about that? So the Uraim on page 281 seems to say that if it's Iyaf Shalatakein, that it's not only Potur, but it's Mutar. And the Prima Gaudim says something like this as well, in Simin Shin Yud Ches, that Kriya Shalonita Latikon is Mutar. So, again, the question is, if basically Makalkel is a malacha, but you're not kayed because the Ptur Malach is Machsheva Sasra Torah, so then it's hard to see how it goes from being Potter to being Mutter. If it's, to begin with, not a Shem Malacha, and the Drabanan is just, because Epshel Atakein and things of that sort, it's an artificial Drabanan, so then it could be Heter Gomor is sensible too. On the other hand, the other perspective is that maybe, again, there are two kilkels. The kilkel gamur, that the melechas shtus, the one that is hafkas, shem malacha, maybe that's the one that's onitam latikun, never mind that it's almanas, not almanas latakin. The kilkel, which is just not enough tikun to be melechas machshabas, that at least is drabana. And then the final point is something that has nothing to do with kilkel, but comes up in the sugya. Tosas here on Kuvav Amud Aleph, when he attacks Rashi, about Mali Levashel Sila, Mali Levashel Salmanim, says, Ein Lefarish Kavosha Bishel Salmanim Metaknin Liyos Yosef Chashuvim Kach Psila Chashuva Yoser Oide Bishel. He hainu time with Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Mises Bezut Al Dachu B'Shabbos Minala. So it's perfectly clear from Tosas here, and from Rishonim and other places as well, that the problem of implementing Onshei Bezdin on Shabbos is a problem of Malacha. That's what Tosa says. How do you know from here to other Onshei Nisa? But so this should be contrasted to Kushita? Alan? Pretty sure I gave you a look at that, right? In the original list. Moshe?
Rambam?
Yeah. What's Rambam saying? Perak Chav Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Who has a Rambam? Everybody has one, but who's going to read it? Yeah. And it's perfectly clear that it has nothing to do, it's pretty clear that it's an Isser in its own right. Two things. Number one, he includes Malach. Who has a language? Jonathan, go ahead. Oh, you don't have it. Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll go straight to the source. Do you have it there?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Alazine?
No, Chav Dalet Zayin.
Oh, Chav Dalet Zayin.
Alazine is probably, that's what I keep saying, Alabab, Alifchat, Alazine. But that's probably Ein Tzrich Al-Gufa or something like that, or Psik Reisha, right?
Yeah.
We did those topics already. Right. We're finishing them along. from one Michael to the other. Go ahead. Oh, it's very interesting. So number one, it's Ein Onshin B'Shabbos. It's not the, you know, what it is that you have to implement. Okay. Number two, Apal Pi. No, before that again. Oh, meaning one would have thought that, on the contrary, there's a reason to do it. If the issue is the issue of Yisur Malach alone, unless you talk about, you know, Ase, Dochalos Ase, or something of that sort, but, okay, continue. Yeah. So the Rambam counts as a separate lav, and also minim mitzvos, and lo sabaru esh, and it applies even to Malkus. So it's clear that according to the Rambam, the problem of implementing Onshei Bezdin is an Yisur in its own right. It has nothing to do with the Shei Malacha, even if there's no Malacha. Now whether it applies to Din B'Shabbos generally, I think some of the Achronim suggest that it does. And then they have a problem with that, because some Gemaras imply that the only reason there's no Din B'Shabbos is because of Zera Atu Siva. Right? But per se, Din B'Shabbos. Alright, there's a difference between Din and Onesh. But again, it seems like this has nothing to do with Malacha. Totally different from the mentality of the Bali Tosis. In the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadrugon, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo has a whole discussion of this as well. What would it include? Would it also be Onshei Mamon? You know, things of that sort. That might be pushing it too far. It might be only Onshei Aguf. But he too points this out, that this is a totally different concept. It's possible that it's also, you know, notwithstanding the Apalpi, Apalpi Shemitz Sasehu, that's implement Onshin, maybe that's Dafka the reason, in a way. Meaning, once you say there's no Apalpi, he understands this. Because there's certain stature to implementing Onshei Bezdin, it's not just a practical thing, but rather it's a Davar Chashuv, so the doing it of it on Shabbos is Asur. Because it's an act of stature that isn't a Shabbos act or a Shabbos Dik act. It's, you know, it's like a Daraisa of the Dechol in a way, or the exploitation of Shabbos to do important things that should be done Dafke B'chol. That might be the nature of the Yisur itself. The Achronim discuss. Some of them say that it's only kind of a Siag Daraisa to Malacha. You're worried about Kabbalah, you're worried about Metilas Neshama, but it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. It sounds like it's a separate type. Yeah.
I think it's similar on Mosk. Says that the business can't capture a person that got away from the basement or can capture a person.
Yeah, but I don't think that's related to Onshei Bezdin.
That's related to Bezdin just acting on
I mean, is it an extension of this? I have to look at it again. I don't think so. I think that that's a separate point. What? Yeah, the Magen Avraham is one of the big discussion about this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, two things on that. Mm-hmm. Is there any, not for the Rambam, because his context is Hilchos Shabbos, but would it be possible to say that we didn't...
It's a din b'ezdin. I think the Magen Avraham is one of those possibilities also. Right? One of the ideas that the Magen Avraham mentions is that this could be... It's not a din of Shabbos, I think, but it's a din of Bezdin.
How would that be that Onshin or at need time for... without saying Uvda the Chol, just Shabbos.
Well, Uvda the Chol, you're saying it's a Shabbos problem. It's inconsistent with what Onesh is supposed to be for you to be doing it on Shabbos. And I guess that would be the idea. I mean, it's not inconsistent with Shabbos that you'd be Onesh. I guess the background of Yom Kodesh and all of that is not consistent with what Onshei Bezdin are. I guess Onshei Bezdin are very stark, you know, I wouldn't say brutal for the purpose of Kapara, but they're Onshei Bezdin are Chol type actions, and they shouldn't be undertaken in the spirit of a Yom Kodesh. But from a, you know, it's a flaw in the Onesh Bezdin. It's a secular, yet important, but a secular pursuit. I think that's the idea. I think that's the Magen Avraham mentions that.
also the Rambam that has being done in Shabbos.
Right.
So just it's also related to us because one of the examples of things that he says can't be done. Vein might be in Shumos and Maestros. She said, "Doma lamakdish osam peros shehifrish."
Right.
Reason one: the Ode Mepneshu Kemisakin osam Shabbos. So the that stage in Shumos and Maestros, the Rambam has two reasons why it can't be done in Shabbos, but one of them is Mepneshu Kemisakin, which right. Definitely totally somewhat on, I thought, Tikkun, and also Shein Tevel and the mitzvahs.
Right, so what you're trying to say is, this, is what you're trying to say that this is connected to the suggestion that you just made a minute ago, that because of the stature of Onesh...
I think this had to do with, this is a separate Tikkun point.
Right.
Why Hafrashos, why the Hagbalas, Shumos and Maestros,
right.
would be, at least according to one son, Raman, Kim Misakim. So
oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to compare this to. I thought you were trying to say that things of stature are also to do by virtue of the fact that they should be done in the call. You do them on Shabbos. You're talking about Tikkun of Kilkel.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think the words of Kunatake means that.
That's not what he means.
Again, one more time. Why? Yeah. I thought that's because of. Because Makavatish.
That's what Kunatake means there.
I think so.
Because, I mean, it's definitely related to the response calling Mila and all the issues. It's all the mitzvahs.
Right, so what I was saying was, in other words, in a way, this is like an extension of Makam Patish for the Rambam. Okay, back up for a second. What is Makam Patish? So, again, we've spoken a lot about, Gemar and so on. The Rambam certainly. Like the Yerushalmi, doesn't seem to go along with the view. I hope we'll be able to discuss it extensively. Doesn't seem to go along with the view that Makom Patish means Gemar Malacha per se. Rather, it seems to be a Davar Chashuv, which should be done B'chol, but it is a Davar Chashuv, which isn't covered by the other Malacha. I mentioned this the other day. Maybe that's another reason why for the Rambam, Dafka Makom Patish wouldn't overlap. It's a theory. So in a way, when I suggested before that Eimanisha v'Shabbos might be connected to the fact that if you can't get to the Afalpi, this is a good thing to do on Shabbos, so then it's dafka a worse thing to do because it's a good thing to do on Chol. So then doing what you should be doing on Chol, I don't just mean to do the Chol. What I mean is it becomes a Maisa Chashuv, which is not Shabbistic, which is then becomes bordering on a malacha. I don't know if it's actually a malacha, but a board, I don't think it's really Makom Patish in this case, but it boards on it. And I think that's what he means in all of it. So, not what you meant, but what I thought you originally meant. Okay. Yeah.
We quoted last year about Makos on Shabbos, or Samachron says because Makos Makamis Amendes,
right.
That because it's Katar, we should not be given on Shabbos.
Right. So again, but in terms of Maisa Malacha, that's not going to help you.
But from a perspective of Onesh being done on Shabbos because of Kapara, which would be the opposite perspective also. But that could be because of the nature of Shabbos, we want Kapara on Shabbos. And he said because Makos Makamisha met this and Makos has Kapara, you should give Makos on Shabbos.
Yeah, I think we discussed this whole problem last year in that context, right.
I think so. It could. Not
that's not, but not like the Rambam doesn't hold that way. That's Rav Semach.
One could argue that Onesh on Shabbos and consistent with Shabbos fits with a theme of Shabbos, and that there's kapara in the
because it's Davar Shebekdusha kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you view this as a totally secular, punishment, revenge, quid pro quo, then it has nothing to do with Shabbos. But if you see Malkus as a kapara, and it also doesn't have the I think Rav Semach's idea is that. It has the best of both worlds. It doesn't have the shame malacha, so it's not a violation of Lamed Hasavas malacha. But on the other hand, it's a spiritual, good thing, right? Kapara. So, I think you could say it that way. But you still might say that the nature of Onshin is either the secular, and even if it is kapara, but it's still not consistent with the Yom Kodesh is kapara, and Yom Kodesh are not. Consistent. It still focuses on Aveira and so on. Which, getting back to Yonah's point, let's say the Rambam formulated Salacha not in the Shabbos, but in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so what would have been the idea behind that? That would have been the idea. Even if there's So if it's quid pro quo and all of that, for sure, and punishment and revenge, certainly nothing to do with Shabbos. And even if it's kapara, but it's still kapara sa'onesh, that's still a yom kol, not a yom kodesh kind of pursuit. But Rav Tzemach Gaon feels differently. And I'm glad you brought it up. I just want to go into the whole thing again, but you're absolutely right. Rav Tzemach Gaon is a... For him, Malchus is actually the best of all worlds. And the more Malchus you can give on Shabbos, the better it is. Okay. Okay, there's a whole discussion in the Chronim with that part. Let's start the next topic. I'm sorry, I'm a little behind. The next topic is the relationship between the Kavod and